As we travel through the desert this Holy Lent, may we reach out with all of our heart, soul, strength, and mind to our loving God so that we are able to go into the world as one of Christ's own. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. Last week we heard of Jesus' temptation in the desert. Today we begin with Jesus' journey to Jerusalem and the cross. The gospel this week tells of Jesus in the midst of his journey, doing the work that God has called him to do, driving out demons and curing the sick, unafraid of the dangers from Herod Antipas, son of Herod the Great, that sought to kill the infant Jesus, unafraid of the dangers of the Pharisees, confident in the outcome that God has laid out for him, and yet deeply saddened by the response of Jerusalem, as heard in Jesus' lament, "Jerusalem, O Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets." The gospel reading on this second Sunday of Lent is a foreshadowing of things to come for Jesus, but it also has a message for us. I see a theme focusing on two words. One Tim mentioned last week, the word through, with the R for the cross in it, and this week, go. To go through Lent, focusing on the cross, are we willing to go forth from this place and share our faith? Do we have a deep relationship with our Lord to face whatever confronts us in our lives? Do we pray for our enemies? Are we willing to take shelter under God's loving wings, rejoicing, strengthening ourselves in good times, and allowing God to lift us up in his loving arms during difficult times? We are being called to go, to enter into a relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, to go even when times are rough, to walk with Jesus, to go and share God's love with all that we meet, friends and enemies alike. In this passage, we see the same word translated three times from the Greek word that means to go. First, we see a few Pharisees coming to Jesus and saying, "Go, get out of here. Herod wants to kill you." Are the Pharisees really trying to warn Jesus? Some scholars feel that the Pharisees are trying to drive Jesus underground. Others believe that they're trying to pressure him to move out of Galilee to Judea, where the Pharisees will have more control over Jesus. But the thoughts of most scholars are that they are truly trying to convey an honest warning to Jesus. The Gospel of Luke does not always look at the Pharisees as Jesus' opponents. Jesus, you will recall, ate in the homes of some of the Pharisees. Joseph of Arimathea, a member of the council who took responsibility for the proper burial of Jesus, was probably a Pharisee. In Acts, there are reports that the Pharisees were among the early believers. Whether the Pharisees or Herod were a threat doesn't really pose any danger to Jesus, as his call is to go, to continue his ministry, to go to Jerusalem. Are we willing to persist in a venture in the face of adversity like Jesus? Are we willing to persist in our witness in the face of threats? Do we have strength and faith for averting spiritual disaster? Most of us face far lesser threats than Jesus. While most of us will not be beaten or imprisoned because of our faith, we might be criticized because of our beliefs, or thought of as odd or set apart. Do we openly share our faith with people in our communities, or are we a little timid and unsure to do that, not knowing how others will perceive us? A strong sense of spirituality, a strong relationship with our Lord Jesus through prayer, study, and meditation will help guide us through. As it is suggested in our Lenten meditation books, are you able to go with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind so that you can be led through the desert? Psalm 27 says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom then shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom then shall I be afraid?" The psalmist is putting all his trust in the Lord our God, seeking a relationship with God, seeking a place in God's heavenly kingdom. In times of trouble, do we put our trust in the Lord? Through the struggles of this political season, the horrendous name-calling, do we seek God in prayer to help us discern the strengths of each candidate, no matter which side of the political arena we stand on? Jesus, as he journeyed to Jerusalem, was faced with the politics of the time, the politics of the scribes, the Pharisees, and Herod. He chose to pray for those who persecuted him, his enemies, those who had different views than he did. We are called to do the same. I believe we can only do this if we are in relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ through God our Savior. When we study, prayerfully enter into dialogue with God, thanking him for all we have, raising up our concerns for our children, families, this community, and the world, giving of ourselves to those less fortunate than we are, this is when we enter into that relationship. We take shelter under God's loving wings. I remember many years ago teaching a senior high confirmation class. We were looking at all the names in the Bible that Jesus is called: Lamb of God, the Good Shepherd, Son of God, the Great I Am. You get the picture, it goes on and on. They came across John 10, verse 9, where Jesus says, "I am the door. Whoever enters by me will be saved." One young man said, "Well, that seems pretty easy. Just walk through." But another added, "First, you must turn the doorknob, and it may be locked." The conversation went on for quite a while, as it can with a group of young people. In the end, deciding that gaining access to Jesus, you first had to turn the doorknob. They talked about the doorknob and the obstacles preventing them from grabbing the doorknob and entering into relationship with God. It may be locked because of baggage we all carry and are not willing to put down or let go of. Our hands are too full of the mundane. We may have to search through our bag to find the right key to unlock the door, to put us in the right frame of mind to enter into a relationship. And third, that we are not all in the same place in time to enter into that relationship. One other obstacle they felt had to be confronted was the fear of the unknown of what was on the other side of the door. So as this group of young people asked themselves, I ask you, what are your obstacles that prevent you from reaching for that doorknob? What prevents you from fully entering into a relationship with God? Is it time, commitments with family, friends, sports, work, or school? Is it finding the right study group where you can trust the people in the group with your innermost thoughts and concerns? Is it finding a quiet, prayerful place in this busy world to pray? Or a spiritual mentor to guide you on your journey? Is it the fear of the unknown, dangers along the way, or the process of discerning where you're being called? Luke's gospel assures us that all things are possible if we will first are willing to take shelter under the all-welcoming, nurturing, and loving wings of God. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, in you I place all my trust and hope. May I wholly desire you and your will above all else, and long for your heavenly city, as my true home and refuge. Fill my heart with love and mercy for others, that I may boldly witness to the truth and joy of the gospel through word and example, both to those who accept your truth and those who oppose it. Amen.